I think it's always advisable to submit to current law, if that's our best estimate of current law. It's also appropriate to advise the legislature that there are a way to achieve some savings should they elect to do so.
Right,
but I think the Budget Committee is theoretically obligated to appropriate to current law. So, okay, all right. Yes, Dr. Shuffle.
Can I just ask you just a context question? So we look at the budget every year. Can you just remind me of the timeline for the budget in which we look holistically at the budget, and this is an additional piece? Can you talk to the timeline?
Please. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Board Member Shuffle, I'm not sure. We did begin showing it to you last year, and I want to say that was in a fall time frame, and that's mostly because the submission really starts being developed in terms of nuts and bolts from August to about October. So we would have something to look at in a draft form probably mid to late September, but it wouldn't actually be final. Particularly total program and school finance are sometimes the last thing to be set because it's the biggest line in the state budget, so they arrange everything kind of around it and save it for last. So we would have draft documents to look at early to mid-fall.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, further questions? Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think what we're going to do, we're behind schedule some. I'm going to take a 10-minute break. Probably plan on working through lunch till we finish, and then those that want to stay and have box lunch when we're done are welcome to do that. So we're going to take up item 6, content exams for educational licensure endorsement immediately. We'll start at 11 o'clock.